Hey everybody, great news. This is a brand new podcast that I'm launching. It's called The Job Market Shit Show, and I'm going to run a few of the episodes here on Great Monday's feed, and you can enjoy that. But if you want to keep listening, please go over and type in the Job Market Shit Show apostrophe or asterisk for the I into your browser and follow along on the main on the Job Market Shit Show podcast feed. It's also a Substack, so subscribe there. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And with that, enjoy the show.
Nathan S. is an AI researcher and has been out of work for about 3 months. He's transitioning or wants to transition from an individual contributor to a learning and development guy for corporations. It was really interesting when I spoke to him. He tracks all of his applications, and of the 185 that he jobs that he had applied for when we spoke, he estimated he had about a 2% response rate. And it was really interesting to see his spreadsheet. He showed it to me. And about half he marks as like he gets any response, like even an automated response. And then the 2% is just this I'd like more information, right? So send me more information. Let's talk, hop on the phone, whatever that next level is. And I think it's probably indicative of what is going on in the job market and why, and it is a symptom of a lot of different things. But in this episode, I want to talk about the why there's so many people applying for each role. I'm Josh Levine. I've spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, culture, incentives, and the story we tell ourselves about capitalism doing what it's supposed to do. I've been doing this under the brand name of Great Mondays, which is a book and also another podcast that I have. This podcast that I'm doing now is me trying to understand what's happening in real time by talking to job seekers and job hirers about what they're experiencing and maybe eventually what to do about it. I don't promise any answers. I just promise a lot of good questions. This is the Job Market Shit Show. Episode one, what happens when everyone applies to every job? This is about the applicant tsunami overwhelming people and systems. I read a couple articles on this idea and found that the average response rate to job postings on whatever site it is, whatever site, pick your site, is 200 plus, nearly triple of what it was in 2017. Greenhouse, the hiring platform, estimated the same thing, 200 or more applicants per most jobs. If we're talking about tech jobs or a really high demand job or one that's posted nationally, we're going to look at or see more than 1,000 applicants, which is nuts. And so I want to just go through kind of what I've heard as sort of the cause of this. And again, like it is only part of the equation, but it is an important piece because I feel like, and we're going to talk about LinkedIn a lot on this podcast. LinkedIn has those numbers like, incentivize. You're one of the first ones. You're one of the best ones. You're, however many people applied for this job. So it just feels like really important, like the first thing that I want to approach. Number one, and let's just go in through kind of order from sort of oldest driver of this phenomenon to newest. The first one is just the reality that when you post a job online, when someone posts a job online, anyone can see the listing. It's globally available. We're just talking about a pure function of the internet. And this is, I guess, has been true for a long time. The next piece that is really driving up the numbers is this push button apply, is what I'll call it, right? You've got your instant apply, and even if it's not, it's relatively easy just to kind of submit. I spoke to a career development counselor who was previously a recruiter for about 4 years. And the way he articulated it is that recruiters are overwhelmed, and because they can open a posting and you just push a button and you're going to get 300 resumes immediately. You go through those, clear that, push the button again, 300 more. It's almost like an infinite number. And it's really overwhelming for these recruiters and hiring managers. We can talk a little bit more in later episodes about what that means and how that works, but it feels really important to understand kind of this, the idea that it's easier now than ever to apply for a job. The final one, and the kind of most recent development here that has, I think, put booster rockets on this phenomenon, is AI and the fact that you can find sites on the internet and sign up for that will literally apply to jobs for you. And if you're no longer the human actually limited by keystrokes, hours, having to, you know, get up and eat and drink, well, then there's just an infinite supply. You can just apply to every job. Let's go back to Nathan S. from the beginning. His quote was, "I stopped thinking about fit and he started thinking about odds." And I thought that was a really interesting tell about just where we are. It's such insanity. Like, where does this go? The other piece of this, you know, there are plenty of people who are even moderately, you know, facile at AI. They can create their own agents to apply for them as well. So you don't even need to pay an additional fee above whatever you're subscribing, you know, whatever AI platform you're subscribed to do the work for you. And previously, it used to be really time intensive to apply for a job when you had to actually email a recruiter, or you had to work harder to find a listing. And I'm talking, you know, 20, 30 years ago, just for comparison. One UX designer that I spoke with says that she applies early. She really tries to apply, be like one of the first 10 people to apply to a job. So I don't know whether that's just kind of getting an immediate push, or however she finds that out. And aside from that being panic inducing or being very stressful, she says that actually she's getting a lot of responses. So if we look back at what Nathan has, where he's got about 50% response rate, she said that when she is early to apply, she gets a response immediately, and then they will either call later and say they want an interview, or that they went with someone else. But there is, it feels like, some kind of correlation to the primacy effect, where when you learn about something in a list or an order, when you learn about something first, it's going to stick. And there's also the recency effect, but I don't know. There's no tail. There's no like recent piece of this. It doesn't end. And so to me, there is a primacy effect to this, which I think is interesting. I don't know that this is, you know, effective, but it is interesting to understand that at least one person I spoke with has this experience of actually something she has control over that actually elicits a response. All to say, the question is, what are we supposed to do with this? What is happening here? And why are we stuck in this situation where you have too many people applying for too few jobs. We'll do some economics in a future episode, but it did feel important to at least surface this or acknowledge, help you see that there are some elements of this environment that I think we are all in that are real, right? You're not just imagining it on your own. There are too many people applying for too few jobs, and it is just so easy. Most of those, a lot of those job applicants that you're competing with are either real people applying through AI or even just bots for whatever reason applying for these jobs. And it overwhelms the recruiters and the hiring managers, but you, through no fault of your own, are getting buried amongst that. And the question that I want to try to poke at a bit is, how can an applicant demonstrate that they're not AI, that they're not fake, and that they're actually qualified for this role? That's the other piece of this, is that you're either, you know, if you think about it from the recruiter's perspective, you have to filter out what is purely AI, what is someone who is completely not fit for this job, what is maybe someone who is not credible, not qualified, and then who's real and who's actually interested. And that's one of the threads that we're going to continue to poke and prod at as throughout this the next couple episodes of the Job Market Shit Show. Thanks so much for listening to episode one, What Happens When Everyone Applies to Every Job All at Once. If you'd rather read or watch the Job Market Shit Show, you can find us on Substack and YouTube. If you have a story about looking for work, landing a job, or hiring, let's talk. Email me stories@greatmondays.com and we'll send you a link to schedule a call. Really appreciate you listening in, and I hope you enjoyed episode one of the Job Market Shit Show.